Candy rap.
Candy rap.
I feel like it's easy to digest hip hop. So I use candy rap because I don't want to say pop pop. But yeah, I think it's kind of poppy hip hop. I feel like there's some commercial element to it. I feel like at some point or another, we might be able to get radio play or do something a little bit bigger than just kind of putting it up on a MySpace. But I thought of Lunatics with Dynamite kind of spontaneously one morning. I ran it by Trevor. He loved it. And I still like it. I've grown to like it.
We were coasting, boasting, but now we wreck shit. Never rep the name brand, too legit for hip. Pick up a couple rocks, make them go skip. Bury the body by the river, we'll be back by six. If you're itching for a bitch, switching in your lips, then you better quit your bitching for your bitches get quick. Don't lick it where you stick it, order in the bedroom. She said she'll behave if I shave my womb broom. Talk is expensive, bullshit is cheap. You better shut the fuck up when I'm trying to speak. Try to keep quiet when the bed starts to squeak. Up to 80, drop them panties, boobies bounce with the beat. Sleeping sober's no fun, so I stumble home drunk. My roommate ain't home, so I steal the top bunk. Pop the lock to my trunk and enter the code. Last month's porno mag and I'm ready to explode.
Please pull over to the side of the road.
Sorry, Popo, I got some place to go, somewhere to be. So I hope you understand this is a high-speed chase between my dick and her hand. The odd one out, nickname Asparagus, on a Halloween flight, dressed as a terrorist. But they couldn't take a joke, so instead they took caution. Squirming as I joke, I'm just joshing. Riddle me this, what's a dude supposed to do when he's approached by some blood for repping Carolina Blue? Wrong place, right time for a bloodbath, kid. Like being locked up, can't remember what you did. Sunny side up to your scrambled. The station that you pass when you're flipping through the channels on the last 10 chips that you've got to gamble. Don't give me lip for acting hip to your ramble. What if Babe Ruth really had Mickey on his mantle? I'm the odd one out. Yes, I'm the odd one out. Rain checks and cyber sex. Rain checks and cyber sex.
We haven't really released anything, okay? Like, basically, we've had our songs up on the internet for a while now. We've been playing shows. We get the word out. People listen to our music, but we're still working on a website. We want to release all of our stuff for free. And having not done so immediately, I feel like it set us back a little bit, but I feel like our music has grown as we've grown as people. So hopefully when we do release it, it'll still have that relevance. Obviously, it'll have the relevance still, but I just feel like, I think that it'll still hold up strong. I feel like we should have kind of put that out for download a long time ago.
You recently have been working with, apart from your friend Trevor, Dan,
yeah,
who is a
yeah.
student here.
Yeah.
And you guys, your recent song kind of went in a different direction beat-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more along the lines of dubstep. How did you come across that project? How did you think of that?
Dan and I have worked together for quite some time. I was recording music with Dan before I was recording music with Trevor. But at the time, Dan will even admit to himself at this point that his beats were kind of mainstream sounding. And my style has always been kind of indie. And he would kind of bring out the inner Beastie Boy in me. So I would kind of, use rhyme schemes that were a little bit more predictable. And then Trevor was kind of going outside the box. And it really made me grow as a writer and performer. But with Dan, time. Time's everything. So Dan, I haven't collaborated with him in a couple years. He was studying abroad in Canada. And when he came back, he was really interested in working with me again, as was I. I'm always interested in working with all my friends and collaborating. I think collaborating is a huge part of life. I'm a huge believer of synergy and playing off one another. And he's really into dubstep. He's really into that dance scene. I've never been into it that much. I actually would go as far to say that I hate dubstep.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I'm not the biggest fan.
Jump on that for a second. How come?
I just don't like how bass involved it is. And it just sounds like womp, womp, womp. And it just makes me feel like I am Miss Pac-Man being eaten by the evil Pac.
Yeah. It's a high class ass and makes the cakey cheeks a crazy blast the cash. Chase the paper quest, I quake and bacon, Frisco S. Maxi packs, amazing hash, we're couch seeking, thinking this will be a Friday night that we never forget. And I'm just done waiting for somebody to fuck, but fucking ain't the same since I crashed my old truck. So I'm back on the old block, stocking up on lotto ticks, my auto fixes, I will dip. I'm missing makers mocking shit, drowning bottles, tapping cakes, rap parties with them preppy shits. Couldn't bob slopping out big chicks, got hairs and dicks and shit. Monstrous, I'm so conscious of that funky flavor that I bring. Got your girls with no protection, make them rock that nouveau ring. And they mood ring is changing colors, brothers crying, open fires, broken bottles, party flyers, precious keys, cocktail attire, wiener snacks, they call them smokies, choking on the OE40s. Girls who date men in their 40s, Gilmore Girls, though lie and roaring. No, my toys don't make up stories, according to the sticker warnings. Life isn't fun, it's boring, unless you banging Shannon Dory. 90210 know this, so I play the young and aggro old. No, Luke Perry ain't so old, yes he is, that shit is cold.
Friday night, we's in the place to be. Bumps in the bathroom, up a bitch's restroom. Many Friday nights that we'll never forget.
It's that frisky Frisco dubstep disco set. I would not, but I did so. Just a psycho loony nympho in the boonies with some bimbo. Bareback and let's get it cracking. Shacking up, let's make shit happen. Round of applause, that pussy clapping. Please clap. Adam's having Eve this evening. Even Stevens had three seasons. I'm just Josh and I ain't draking. Faking like I'm turkey bacon. I ain't fronting like that parlor massage front tuck $40. Holla if you ever got one. Homies hate when I call shotgun. Pop up front and steal it. Shock him, homie. Dan is not the bottom, still I got him pumping freshies with no mudgies. Hold the veggies and anchovies, leave them choking with that water, death and messy. Deborah messings to my fancy in 2 years that killed this fanny.
Cause my swag and bag of feet, Friday night we's in the place to be. Bumps in the bathroom, up a bitch's restroom. Many Friday nights that we never forget. Cause my swag and bag of feet, Friday night we's in the place to be. Bumps in the bathroom, up a bitch's restroom. Many Friday nights that we never forget.
This one is called Frisco S. I couldn't come up with a really clever name. I actually used that word in the song. But it's about a lot of stuff. I reference a lot of pop culture, and I like to think that it sounds pretty gangster.
That was Frisco S, his collaboration with Dan Wright, or yeah. What does he like to be called?
I call him D-Wright.
D-Wright?
Yeah.
Love it.
I love him. Good guy. Good guy,
Very talented musician.
Yeah, real talented.
Now, I want to jump to your radio work, and that is a lot to talk about, so we're going to focus on KSFS.
Cool.
When you came here, moved up from, what, did you come up here to, were you a freshman when you started here at San Francisco State?
I was, yeah.
Okay, so what got you interested in radio?
Well, after deciding that I wanted to do broadcasting, I wanted to do television radio, I wanted to do video production and radio as well, I kind of started looking into the radio station here on campus, and I contacted the faculty advisor, Jeff Jacoby, and let him know of this interest, and I showed up, I believe it was my junior year, yeah, first semester, fall semester, junior year, contacted Jeff, put me on the wait list. I was number 15 of 15, and he ended up taking the entire wait list.
You know, he tends to do that, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. I did at the time, and I still do. And yeah, so basically, just coming into college, I wanted, you know, I've always done music, I've played sports, I've always been very active, enjoy performing. So I knew radio was a good route to take. So I literally joined the class with no idea at all of what I wanted to do. And I just looked around me and everyone was like, oh, I really want to do a hip-hop show. Ooh, really want to do an R&B show. Yeah, I want to do a hip-hop show too. And all these people were just talking hip-hop and talking, doing rock shows too, yeah. And whatever. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do a comedy show.
What inspired that? Because up until this point, you've talked a lot about, like you said, your interest in music. Has there always been also an interest in comedy, or was it just to...
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
What were your early comedic influences?
Early on, George Carlin, of course, Eugene Merman, Stella, the Stella Troupe. Michael Sho, David Wayne, Michael Ian Black. Huge fan, Dylan.
Interesting. Now, when you were, what age would you say you started getting into this type of comedy?
Like 8th grade, 9th grade.
And this is probably at the time, as I recall, because we're pretty close to the same age, mm-hmm. where Comedy Central would actually do a lot more stand-up than they do now.
Yeah, and I was watching, like, The State on MTV at the time. There was other shows that I forget the name of right now. I do not remember. But there was a show, I want to say, like, Scribble and Jam or something. Just, like, some MTV shows, like sketch comedy. These dudes would kind of rap and have songs and parodies and spoofs. And I was always really inspired with sketch comedy. I'd do short with my friends, we'd record sketch, or we'd, you know, basically just go out and have a bunch of fun and record sketches and write scripts. And yeah, I've just always been really interested in comedy. My 12th grade year, senior year of high school, I won class clown, still one of my biggest accomplishments. If they only had yearbooks in college, I would hope that I would stand a chance in the running of class clown at this point.
If you're hanging at the back of the bar, so just bounce like you're banging in the back of your car. We turn it out. Hilltop, we've been down since back in the day. I'm the clown prince. It's your round.
I want our station to be progressive. I want it to be moving in a forward direction, and I feel like, you know, I've learned a lot from people involved, my peers, from Jeff, from Gina this semester, and I just want to do all I can to create a better future for KSFS, because I feel like it's something that not everybody knows about here on campus. And in general, we need to spread the word and get ourselves out there. I think we've been doing a better job of that, but I'm going to keep working as hard as possible and make for a better future for KSFS.
Now, you've been on the radio, both in the management position and, of course, on the air, like we talked about, for a while. And what advice, because I know the listener out there is probably involved in the radio station or wants to be. What is it? Some crucial advice. I asked Travis the same thing. He gave me a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Some advice that you wish you maybe had known earlier, or you just think this is like some crucial information for new people coming in, or even people that have been there that you still see. You know,
don't take no for an answer. If you're passionate about something, you're gonna make it happen. Being driven is probably the best quality that a person can have. Everyone that I hang out with, I'd like to consider some of the most driven people I've ever met. And when I look into KSFS and what I want for KSFS, it's that those types of people to be driven. And just don't take no for an answer. If you don't get into the class or you don't think you can be a part of, you know, radio, then you're not gonna be. Just know that if you show up and you put in the work, that you can be a part of this. And in general, you know, keep motivation alive. You know, you have to be motivated. Come prepared. And what I would really like to say as the program director here at KSFS is strive to be unique, because we have 12 hip-hop shows.
Yes, we do.
We have 10 rock shows. We have these types of shows. We have 2 comedy shows, though I'd like there to be more. But in general, you know, find your niche. What are you passionate about? I would love to hear an audio cooking show on KSFS, you guys. I would love to hear anything that you're passionate about being played on this radio station. But there are still people that come in here and just want to do hip-hop and stuff. And that's fine. I love hip-hop. I record hip-hop music. But I'm not going to do a 2-hour hip-hop show. And not that there aren't some great ones. We've had festival winners. We have our general manager has probably the coolest radio show on KSFS, Special Sundays.
I would never get any work done on Sundays without it.
Yeah. And Tiffany, actually, if you're listening, hello.
And congratulations.
She actually was the one to train me here at the station. She created, or instilled rather, like this motivation to keep our station moving within me. And in return, I've tried to pass it along to others. It's what you're taught that you're going to pass on to others, you know? And she actually really helped me out. She's been one of the most passionate people, and I couldn't think of a better general manager to have for our station at this point.
How long have you been working at Radio Alice?
Just since December. I was an intern at Alice 97.3 from, I believe, September to December. I was working with the program director, Marcus D, and I was working with the music director, Jane, and both are just really inspiring people. They are really hardworking people, and I did a lot of work for them, and it really paid off. I tried my best, and I did my best work, and it led to a job.
And now you're a board op.
Yeah, I'm a board op at Alice, and some overnight shifts, so I'm playing the music you hear, I'm answering phone calls, I'm essentially running the station. First and foremost, I'd like to thank Dylan Harper here at Kiss Fest for this wonderful interview. He's made me feel very comfortable, you guys, and that's important when interviewing. You got to make your guests feel comfortable. I'd like to thank everyone at KSFS, most notably so Jeff Jacoby. He's very inspiring. I'm a huge fan of Jeff's. I listen to his radio show. I listen to his art, which it's just literally like arty sound. He's had exhibits here on campus. He does a lot of things. I've been recently growing more fascinated with his involvement in audio. I'm actually pretty sad that I didn't get to take more classes from Jeff while educating myself and paying for this education for college to hopefully do big things in life. I would like to thank all of my management team at KSFS for always working hard and trying to progress our station and keep it going in a forward direction. It's going to say momentum, but that would not work. And otherwise, I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank my sister for being as wonderful as they are. They're very supportive. My grandparents, rest their souls.
On behalf of Mike Krems, in his spirited tradition, to all the listeners out there, hello.
Also, sorry, quick thank yous. Brian North, Trevor Ames, Daniel Wright, other friends of mine. Okay.
One last chance while we're alive. We're coasting through the countryside. Bitch, you were cool up till now. Don't say no, we're much too loud. And feel afraid for cooking cow. And stay away from her somehow.
I can't tell me what to do. I'm a lost and lonely cat. Mistaken for a fox, cause tend to take it back. What's it to you if I die where I stand? Without a roof, cooped in a small sedan. Damn, ain't rad never knowing your dad. If I ever knew it's you or off with his head. Getting sweaty in the winter when I'm warm. Let's rock the mic steady for a summer performance.
A crashing on the couch, crouched in a ball, trying to keep warm. Some other dude that isn't me. A winter went by miserably. Can we forget our misery? Even ripe fruit rots when underwhelmed. It's a mystery.
Freezing and a chain. When you can't stand it, show.
There's nothing wrong with
chain.
And it shows.
Use the chain.
And it shows.
The chaos.